Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Weideman along with Troy Murray here at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. At the left point, former Hawk Adam Boquist spins it down behind the Hawk net. Jenner's got it. Quick wraparound. He scores. He had to jam that one in the short side on Mrazek, who went post to post to try to make the save. And he just could not get there in time. Boone Jenner forcing that one past him for the first Columbus goal. But Kirill Marchenko got it back in the left wing corner, put it over to Granson, who shoots and scores. Well, that was a bomb from Eric Gudbranson. And for Gudbranson, that was his second goal on the season. He just let it rip from the top of the right circle, and you heard it clang off the post. 2-0 Columbus. Laine got the puck back near the left point. To Werenski in the deep slot. To Gaudreau, top of the right circle. Put it in low to Jenner with a backhand. He scores! From right next to the Hawk net, Jenner caught this pass on his forehand. He didn't even look at the Hawk net and just backhanded it over the near shoulder of Mrazek into the net. It's a power play goal. 3-0 Columbus. Got it back to Kurashev. In over the jacket line, left wing. Drop pass, Bedard. Top of the left circle. He fires. He scores! What a shot by Connor Bedard! Top right corner over the glove of Merzlikens. And for Connor Bedard, that's double digits. That's his 10th on the season. Gets the Hawks on the board. 3-1. Stopping, fed the slot. Chinnikov took it over to the left wing circle. Then races with the puck behind the Hawk net right corner to Werenski. High slot, long wrist shot. He scores.
Schillinger gets a piece of this. Just a shot from the point coming through, and Schillinger standing in front of the net redirects this one. Not much Mrazek could do on this play. Cole Schillinger celebrates on his own as he realized he touches this one and heads to the corner. Columbus regains that three-goal cushion.
Draw to the right of Mrazek. Jackets get it from the right circle. Werenski put it in front. They score! A shot by Dmitry Voronkov from the left wing circle. Ends up in behind Mrazek. 5-1 Columbus. Jackets get the puck back. Provorov firing it over. And in front of the Hawk net, Kirill Marchenko got a stick down on the ice and took a pass and deflects it in behind Soderblom. It's 6-1 Columbus. Kaiser tried to clear the puck out of the Hawk zone. Taken away by Fantilli. Put it out in front. Laine shoots and scores. Laine put the backhand portion of his blade down on the ice, and Fantilli's pass was perfect. Laine just deflected it into the Hawk net. It's now 7-1 Columbus. Jake Bean takes a bump there from Foligno. Guides it ahead, but not out. Here's a shot from Dickinson. High slot. He scores! On the follow-up attempt, Jason Dickinson grabbed his own rebound and went to a backhand and stroked it into the top shelf past Merzlikens. Little respectability for the Hawks, who now trail 7-2.
Boquist steps back in.
Now in front of the net, and they score! Looks like it's going to be Ryan Donato. Reese Johnson was able to move that puck into the crease. Merzlikens had trouble with it, lost his goal stick, in fact, in behind the net. And I believe Ryan Donato is going to get credit for this goal.
Yeah, I think he's the one who just stuffed this one in.
Zaitsev behind the net, put it around up the right side to Reichel, and he'll spear the puck down ice into the Blue Jacket zone, and there's the horn ending the hockey game.